Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The State Ag Development Board at its most recent monthly meeting approved a $15 million grant for the Grain Center of Excellence at the existing Princeton Research and Education Center. UK Extension agronomist Chad Lee says the grant is a major piece of the funding puzzle for this project.
It's a massive piece of the puzzle. Yes, exactly. And frankly, that $15 million, we are responsible for matching that at the university, but having that $15 million grant from Ag Development Board will frankly make it much easier for us to go find those matches.
Lee says the idea for the Center of Excellence came from farmers themselves a year or so ago, discussing the need to expand the positive work already underway there.
And from those discussions, the plan came out of that what we needed to do was do some intensive agricultural research to help farmers increase yield, improve efficiency, which is something we've been doing for a long time. And at the same time, we needed to do a much better job of explaining our actual environmental footprint. A lot of that comes in the form of water quality. And so there was a lot of emphasis on increasing both grain yields and improving water quality.
Lee says the Ag Development Board grant for the center was also intended for increased research in forage production and utilization. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Extension agronomist Chad Lee says work on the Center of Grains Excellence will essentially be a major updating and expansion of the current Princeton facility and should begin any time now.
This funding is specifically for the Research and Education Center at Princeton. The entire research station right now is about 1,400 acres. There's a plan in place to buy additional 300. The Corn Growers Association have already purchased that land, essentially holding it for us to buy from them, which was extremely helpful in the process. The timing was such that what they did was absolutely critical to us being able to expand this operation. So we're going to have about 300 acres that we can expand into to do some more grains research. That will alleviate some pressure in other places where we can do more forage research as well.
The facility's research work will also continue in horticulture, beef, and tobacco. We'll have regular update reports in the weeks to come. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.